Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
WWE wants Steve Austin back for WrestleMania, plus AJ Styles off to NXT, and an update on AEW's Battle of the Belts. For Tuesday, December 21st, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. I'm amazed it took this long for this conversation to get underway. Stone Cold Steve Austin could be a part of WrestleMania plans next year. This comes from WrestleVotes, who say, talked to a few different sources this weekend and heard the same thing. WWE is very interested in having Steve Austin as part of WrestleMania this year in Dallas. Not in a wrestling role, but a meaningful part of the event outside of just appearing. It is up to creative at this point. Steve Austin being probably the biggest wrestling star to come out of Texas, it seems obvious that you'd want to get these together. And they've kept Steve Austin in the conversation. Monthly episodes of the Stone Cold Sessions have continued over the past year and a bit. So why not have him do something? Obviously, you can't have him wrestle because, as he said, he's got no desire to get back into the ring and wrestle. And there's so much more you can do with the Steve Austin as part of WrestleMania. I like the idea. I mean, hosting WrestleMania is certainly an idea to have him as like the host, as we had last year with Titus O'Neil and Hulk Hogan, hitting a couple of stunners in the process. Apparently, as WrestleVotes say, it is up to creative at this point what we do. But do not be surprised if you start seeing the WWE wrestling programming building to a Steve Austin return in time for WrestleMania in Dallas.
Is this how it's going to be? I should have never took you out of the ring because you're a piece of trash!
AJ!
Go right after him!
Listen, AJ realizes what's going down. You got to take the fight to the bigger man.
But you only get one shot at it.
Yeah. Moss completely manhandling Styles.
Styles won't go down without a fight. You know that.
Phenomenal forearm.
Going straight at Omos. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
And well for Styles. That is an 8-foot drop, gentlemen.
There is some deep-rooted disdain. You can just feel it from Omos.
The student has overtaken the master at the moment. AJ Styles didn't see this coming, even with Miz's warning.
The next time you see me, it will be in a match. Against you.
That was AJ Styles and Omos splitting up after months and months of suggestions that it was happening. It finally went and happened. Omos and AJ Styles no longer a team. This is after tensions rose during a segment of Miz TV last night and then a loss to the Mysterios. Styles attacking Omos, Omos throwing him around and then saying the next time they'll see each other, it'll be in an official match. And that match is already set for next week. AJ Styles one-on-one with Omos. This is something WWE has wanted to do for ages. And I don't know whether it's the right thing to do yet. But you got to pull the trigger at some point, I guess. But I would like to have seen this as a tag team for a little bit longer. And build to something a little bit more than just a match on Raw. That would have been good. I'm just saying. AJ Styles set to make an appearance tonight on WWE programming. We'll get to that in just a second. But also last night on Monday Night Raw, a few things set in place for next week, the post-Christmas episode of the show. Damian Priest is going to defend the US title against Dolph Ziggler. This was a match set up last night after Ziggler beat Priest in a non-title championship contenders match. Randy Orton's facing Otis one-on-one, I believe for the first time ever. That should be a nice one. And what's set to be probably one of the stronger matches of the evening, Finn Balor is facing Austin Theory. That as well as AJ Styles and Omos going one-on-one. But AJ is going to be busy tonight. He is off to the former Capitol Wrestling Center for NXT 2.0. Grayson Waller has been doing these videos and calling out AJ Styles. Posted over the weekend on social media, degrading AJ, saying that he's taking his nickname Phenomenal from AJ Styles. And this led to AJ responding on socials, and AJ Styles will be on NXT 2.0 tonight to square up to Grayson Waller. Interesting how they're kind of doing two things at once with AJ Styles, the aforementioned split from Omos and also a feud in NXT. He's going to be a very busy boy.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There are concerns today that the WWE Raw event planned for Quebec is going to be cancelled. It looks almost an eventuality at this point. The Quebec government in Canada officially ordered a shutdown as of 5 p.m. last night. This is due to the COVID-19 Omicron variant. Now, the shutdown includes the shutting of all concert venues, and all the professional sports matches must be played without fans in attendance. Now, Laval, Quebec is slated to be the home of the Raw brand on the 30th of December at the Place Bell Arena. Given the shutdown, it looks as if this event is off. Ticketmaster no longer selling tickets to it. By now, the time you hear this, you'll probably know the inevitable answer if you are a WWE fan in Quebec. Now, they are set to run Toronto next week, and tickets for that are still on sale. It seems like the shutdown is only affecting Quebec, and Toronto is set to run as normal. But of course, when we know more, we will let you know more at cultaholic.com. AEW Battle of the Belts is coming up soon. Tony Khan gave a few details on Culture State. He said, it's a one-hour show. It's a one-hour event. I can't put every belt on the line. It's a great chance on a Saturday night to expand the reach of AEW by giving fans great championship matches on a Saturday night, which is a night people love watching wrestling, especially for a big event. There's going to be big championship matches, which I'm very excited about. An entire show comprising of championship matches. Now, as Tony said, not every belt can be defended in this one-hour event, but I imagine they'll pack it with some pretty decent title shenanigans at Battle of the Belts. First of many one-hour specials that AEW are going to run in 2022. Kind of got that Clash of the Champions, Saturday night's main event vibe to it. I like it. Omos and AJ splitting up is one thing, but Happy Corbin and Madcap Moss could be going the same way on SmackDown. There's a lot of speculation from multiple sources, including WrestlingNews.co, that they're going to be breaking those guys up soon. There's plans for Madcap Moss to turn babyface on the SmackDown roster. A lot of people enjoying the work of Riddick Moss. In fact, Riddick Moss was one of those guys that Vince McMahon cited in 2020 as somebody he wanted to get behind. So I guess we're going to pick up where we left off with a babyface Madcap Moss in 2022. AEW stars are going to be at Terminus in Atlanta next month. Jay Lethal and Lee Moriarty going one-on-one at the show put on by the Black Baron and Jonathan Gresham. There's a lot of comedy online when this got announced because there was an unfortunate spelling error to Lee Moriarty, and he was named Lee Mario-arty. So cue all the pictures of Lee Moriarty looking like Super Mario. Regardless of the spelling error, these two won't miss a beat. They're going to have a belter on January the 16th in Atlanta. And a former WWE Tag Champion is planning a comeback next year. Mikey from the Spirit Squad. Mike Mondo. OVW, WWE, Ring of Honor. He's working towards a full-time comeback in 2022. A very capable pair of hands is Mike Mondo, and he's one of many wrestlers who took time away from the industry, especially as the world was shutting down in 2020, and they've had time to heal up mentally, physically, and they're getting back out there. I think we're going to see a lot of fun comebacks in 2022. Already we know that Scott Garland, former Scotty Too Hotty, is planning a comeback as well. And let's put Mikey from the Spirit Squad in there as well. Why not? On the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, what happened to every wrestler from Survivor Series 2001? It was the final night of the WWF Alliance rivalry story that dominated 2001. Where did all of those pieces fall after the event? We'll go through all of them. Plus, check out 10 ridiculous wrestling road stories that defy reality. Some incredible stories from the road that you simply will not believe. You can check them out at youtube.com/cultaholic. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.